This is 91.7 WVXU Cincinnati Edition. I'm Marianne Zalesnik. Integrative medicine is becoming more and more common in doctors' offices. It combines mainstream medical therapies and alternative medicine when treating a patient. We're going to talk about the process today and explain how it works. Later in the hour, we'll hear from an actor, the director, and an American Sign Language interpreter from the ensemble theater production of Tribes. The play shows the life of a deaf son in a hearing family and how they relate to one another. But first, joining me to talk about integrative medicine with the Alliance Institute for Integrative Medicine, Dr. Tiffany Lester, and from the University of Cincinnati Center for Integrative Health and Wellness, Executive Director Dr. Sean Cotton, and Clinical Director Dr. Stephanie Stevenson. You can join the conversation, too, by calling 513-419-7100 or email us, talk@wvxu.org. You also can find us on Facebook and Twitter, and Dr. Cotton is joining us on the phone. Good morning, or good afternoon, everyone. Goodness, where's the day gone?
Good afternoon.
Glad to have you all here. I think a good place to start would be to explain what integrative medicine is. And Dr. Stevenson, we'll start with you.
I think probably the easiest way to describe it is taking the best of conventional medicine and combining it with the best of complementary alternative medicine and looking at the evidence of both, looking at the risk of harm, risk of efficacy, and it's just blending both worlds.
Dr. Lester?
I agree. I think it's not either or. It's about choosing what's best. Sometimes it's surgery, sometimes it's supplements, sometimes it's medication, and just finding out what's that right plan for you personally.
Now, there was a time when it seemed that medical doctors didn't take well to alternative medicines and vice versa. How has this been going with everybody working together?
Well, I can speak for myself. I mean, I'm working in Westchester, and I work with an acupuncturist and a massage therapist and a reflexologist and some other providers that teach classes. And honestly, it's wonderful to have all those resources. And when you see someone and you know the best therapy is, you know, acupuncture, you can introduce that patient right away to the acupuncturist and they can set up an appointment and have that therapy. So I think it's wonderful working together as part of a whole team.
Dr. Lester?
Yes, at Alliance Institute, we have four physicians and we all do acupuncture ourselves. But we also have a team that includes chiropractors, massage therapists, Rolfing, energy healers, and we all work together for the patient. And, you know, it's also about working with others in the community and physicians in the community that refer to us and specialists so that the patient gets the best care. So,
Dr. Cotton?
Yeah, so I want to just add in that the term alternative medicine has come up already a few times, and alternative medicine was really the term being used kind of in the 1980s. And I think that's what people, sometimes providers and physicians, worry that their patients are using things as alternatives. And what we found over time was that this has really been a patient-driven movement in medicine, which is that we started using the term complementary medicine because people were using this in complement to traditional treatments, and now sort of moving towards integrative medicine. So as both Dr. Lester and Stevenson have described, it's really about integrating all of the modalities for the patient kind of at the point of care so that someone doesn't have to go and find an acupuncturist and find some information on nutrition and find, you know, massage therapists, that it's all there really integrated into one system of care.
Now, I've read somewhere that this is sort of described as treating the whole patient, not just the diseased liver, not just the kidney problem, not just the arthritis issue, whatever they seem to be dealing with. Would you agree with that, Dr. Lester?
I would. I think a part of medicine is very... conventional medicine can be very separated into different silos. So you see the heart doctor and the lung doctor and the GI doctor, but the body all works together and it all talks to each other. And so when you look at the body as a whole, which is part of the job as we do as, you know, primary care physicians, we're able to put all that together so that it really speaks to each other and really gets to the root of what's going on.
Dr. Cotton?
Yeah, I would actually like to add that that integrative medicine, sometimes people think about just the modality. So, for example, acupuncture, massage therapy. But there really are core tenets of integrative medicine. And the one you mentioned, one of them is treating mind, body, spirit, and community as a whole, not just treating sort of a body or a body part. Some other core tenets of integrative medicine are creating optimal healing environments. So if you come to UC Health Integrated Medicine or the Alliance or Spaces, it's really about creating healing spaces.
What does that mean?
So it means including nice colors and water features, and kind of, you might imagine sort of a spa. When you go to a spa, how relaxed you feel, and how sometimes when you walk into traditional doctor's offices and there's white walls and there's no plants and there's no, you know, nice pictures on the wall, it's not a healing environment. It's not a healing space. Another core tenet of integrative medicine is believing that healing is always possible, even if curing is not. And also utilizing less costly, less invasive interventions first before we move to costly, invasive ones. Sometimes conventional medicine goes quickly to invasive surgeries before kind of doing lifestyle intervention, stress management, some other things that could be used as a first-line treatment.
And I think that, you know, with conventional medicine, part of how it's set up, and much of this is out of the control of the physician, is the quick visits and the pressure to see so many patients in a short period of time. And so you never have time to address the lifestyle issues. You have, you know, just amount of time to maybe review their medications and talk about their symptoms. And it just becomes a very symptom-focused visit. And you feel like you want to do something to help that patient feel better. And then that ends up being a pill, you know, kind of this approach, a pill for every ill. And, you know, that's part of, that was part of my dissatisfaction with primary care.
So what do you call what you do now? Is it primary care or is it something else?
I'm functioning in the role as an integrative medicine sort of consultant. So I complement the treatment that the patient gets maybe from their primary care physician or from other physicians. So it's more of a consulting type practice. I do practice some primary care in a homeless clinic where I integrate some of these same modalities. But as part of UC Health, I am not functioning in the role of a primary care doctor.
Dr. Lester? What role do you play?
I would say the same, integrative medicine physician. Many patients have primary care physicians outside of us. A lot of times it's because we don't take insurance because a lot of integrative medical therapies aren't fully covered by insurance at this point. And so, you know, a lot of times it's easier to get certain lab tests and procedures done when you go through a primary care physician that's contracted with insurance. The other part of that is...
Well, if you don't take insurance, what do you do? People just pay out of
people
pocket?
People pay cash.
Okay.
People pay cash, which isn't often, for a lot of people, an option, which is why we also, at our center, we have the Get Well program, which I'm a director of, which helps bring integrative medicine to people that can't afford our services.
I would also like to highlight that Dr. Stevenson, as part of UC Health Integrated Medicine, does take insurance. That's been a really nice thing for us as we started within the UC Health umbrella because it affords kind of access to lots of patients. As Dr. Lester mentioned, unfortunately, a lot of the services after that have to be pay out of pocket. But we do provide patients with sheets that have, you know, their kind of their code for their diagnosis, what they were treated for and how much was spent. I think the Alliance does this as well so that patients can submit to their insurance or their FSA or the HSA and sometimes actually get money back, partial reimbursement.
We're talking on Cincinnati Edition today about integrative medicine, and my guests are with the Alliance Institute for Integrative Medicine, Dr. Tiffany Lester from the University of Cincinnati Center for Integrative Health and Wellness, joining us on the phone, Executive Director Dr. Sean Cotton and Clinical Director Dr. Stephanie Stevenson. You can join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. 513-419-7100. You can email us, talk@wvxu.org. Also, you can post your questions on Facebook and Twitter. You've mentioned a number of areas of integrative medicine that you can use, whether that be massage or acupuncture. But how far out do you take it? You talk about the idea of making the room pleasant and the decorating more like a spa. Are patients willing to look at other ways of treating themselves as opposed to popping a pill?
I think so. I mean, and I think part of it is the environment you create. You know, there's an hour visit instead of a 15-minute visit. So it allows the patient to really tell their story. And so there's time to build a rapport between the provider and the patient. And then as you talk through the story, then you can weave in some of the lifestyle stuff. Then you can maybe point out how you can use food as medicine and maybe how their diet might be contributing to some of their symptoms or how, you know, their stress may be impacting kind of some of the things that they're going on. So you can weave that throughout the visit. Whereas if it's a 15-minute visit, you can still do that, but it's more of a challenge because of that short time span.
I agree. We also have our initial consults, our hour to hour and a half. And, you know, during that time, the patient has the opportunity to really let their voice be heard, which often primary care physicians don't have the opportunity or the time to do.
What kind of things do people tell you in that visit that they might not tell in a very quick visit with another doctor?
I think it might, you know, it's about not just the story of how they got this disease or why they have these symptoms, but what's behind the story. So what's really going on in their life that's causing them to have migraines or GI issues. And that's really when you get to the root of that, you know, the migraines go away and they just want somebody to hear them. And that is often half the battle.
Dr. Cotton?
Yeah, I would agree. And I would actually like to say, Marian, that what's most exciting about all of this, at least in my mind in Cincinnati, is that the Academic Health Center has now embraced this concept. So there have been integrative medicine providers in the community for a while, and like I mentioned earlier, this has really been a patient-driven movement. And I would agree with both Dr. Lester and Stevenson that that really patients, what we hear, that they want time, right? They want time to actually explain what's going on and what's happening. And what's nice now in Cincinnati is that the Academic Health Center, meaning the College of Medicine, has really embraced this by endorsing UC Health Integrative Medicine's program. And we are now part of actually, across the country, we have 150 medical schools, and there are 57 medical schools now that are part of this larger consortium, it's called, of Academic Health Centers for Integrative Medicine. And what it says to me is that the academic health centers and the medical schools around the country are really starting to listen. You know, the community, it sort of started there, and now in Cincinnati, you know, we're listening and we're now teaching the next generation of physicians and providers to be thinking about patient care this way, creating these healing environments, trying to offer more alternatives and options to patients. So it's just a really exciting time in Cincinnati.
One of the things that you talk about is you want to have the person have time to talk and they can come in and tell you what their symptoms are, what's going on. But what about in terms of preventative care? Is it the kind of thing where people can come in for that once a year checkup as well and you can look at all aspects of their life? Dr.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say, you know, even up to a third of the patients who come in have a really good diet and they're exercising and they're sleeping pretty well. They're coming in, I think, just to kind of check in and kind of say, am I doing things correctly? I think a lot of times people miss that whole mind-body connection. And, you know, it's easy to focus on the diet and easy to focus on the supplements and exercise. But what they sort of ignore is the stress in their life and the impact maybe anxiety or some low levels of depression may be having in their life.
Yeah, I would agree. I think, you know, you can exercise and eat healthy. But if you're stressed out about your relationship or your job, then that's still affecting you. And so, you know, oftentimes we'll have people that come in and don't really have a specific complaint and just come in for wellness and they're on, you know, 20 supplements and maybe they just need 10 of those or, you know, they're kind of focusing on the wrong thing. But when you take a step back and really find out what's going on in their lives, then you're able to help them.
What about pharmaceuticals? Do you, along with this, do you still go ahead and prescribe pills for high blood pressure and those sorts of things too?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, especially in the setting of Westchester, it's different as a consultant. You know, their primary care doctor is really, you know, the one who's their main doctor. But in the setting of, say, where I'm at McMicken, yeah, I mean, I prescribe a lot of, you know, blood pressure medications or anti-inflammatories or pain medicines, depression medicines. But it doesn't mean on top of that you can't do a layer of you know, teaching them how to use breath and how to maybe meditate and how to tweak their diet a little bit, even though they may not have control over the foods that they have.
Our phone number is 513-419-7100. If you have a question or a comment as we talk about integrative medicine today, Elizabeth is calling from Blue Ash. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. I was wondering if you could comment on the role of mid-level practitioners such as physician assistants and or nurse practitioners in integrative medicine?
Sure. Dr. Cotton, do you want to start?
I'm actually like Dr. Stevenson because she actually, we just addressed this this week.
I mean, I think absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, having an interdisciplinary approach where, you know, it's not just physician-led, you know, a physician is part of that team, but so is, you know, could be a PA, a certified nurse practitioner, the acupuncturist, the massage therapist. It's whatever's best for that patient at that moment. So absolutely.
Yeah, I think in the future, physician extenders are going to be really important with all the changes in healthcare, with the Affordable Care Act and people needing primary care physicians, but there's only so many. And so those physician extenders, whether they be nurse practitioners or naturopathic doctors, I mean, they're all important to the healthcare team.
Elizabeth, does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you for your call. Our phone number is 513-419-7100 if you have a question or a comment. Now, would you all meet together? You say you have this hour, hour and a half appointment. Do you have the primary care doc and the integrative medicine folks all in at the same time? Or does the primary care doctor just see the people and then they make suggestions? How does that all work?
Well, it's sort of unique at the Women's Health Center, I would say, because I am just in the room with the patient, but I can go down the hall and grab the primary care physician, vice versa. We have OBGYN there. We have specialists there, depending on the day. Like today, Martin was there, our acupuncturist, so I could introduce him right away to a patient. So there's talk, but in the room itself, it's just me and the patient, or, you know, if the patient has a family member that's also there.
Dr. Lester?
Dr.
Cotton, go ahead.
Yeah, the goal with UC Health Integrated Medicine is we're actually going to be extending ourselves horizontally across the health system. So, for example, we have our first practice site where Dr. Stevenson is up at the Women's Health Center on our Westchester UC Health campus, and we opened there in April. And just this month, actually, we just launched a second site down on our Clifton campus, on main campus in the Barrett Cancer Center. And so each space, depending on where we are clinically, will look different. So in the Barrett Cancer Center, we have a room where, you know, the acupuncturist, reflexology, massage therapy is right there in the middle of a busy cancer center. So they're really embedded, and our goal is to really go horizontally across the health system like that.
Dr. Lester?
I think our setup is a little similar, but a little different as well. You know, Alliance Institute has been around. We'll be celebrating our 15th anniversary this year, and you know, we've had practice in how to integrate the therapies and bring in other people within our office that could help the patient. So initially the physician sits down and has the hour consult, but sometimes they really need to see a chiropractor in within that visit because they're having back pain. And so we can, you know, just walk outside our door and go grab, and they can come in and assess the patient, or they really need to talk about their nutrition, and that's really the core of what's going on. And so we can, you know, grab our nutritionists and really have them work with them at that moment versus kind of referring out, and they have another appointment and all of that. So
we have another call. This is Jenny in Westwood. Hi, Jenny. What's your question?
Hi. For a long time, I have suffered cluster headaches. And my physician used to be able to prescribe me massage, and it really did wonders, including cranial sacral massage. But now my insurance company won't cover the massage. So I think it's grand that physicians are considering alternative medicine. How do we get our insurance companies to do it?
That's the million-dollar question.
Is insurance covering any of this type of medicine?
It does. It's really case by case. It depends on the insurance company. It depends on the diagnosis that the physician puts and what's going on. I think as integrative medicine becomes more mainstream, you know, the insurance companies will recognize that and recognize that patients want it and that it's also helping. You know, as we continue to do research and more studies come out, they'll start to pay attention to that, and it will be covered by insurance. Unfortunately, it's very hit or miss right now. So I always encourage patients, especially at the beginning of the year, to check and see policies change and you just never know if it'll get covered or if you can get reimbursed.
Yeah, and I don't know if Dr. Cotton wants to comment, but I think the research end of things is extremely important.
Go ahead, Dr. Cotton.
Yeah, it's critical. Yeah, one of the wonderful things about this consortium that we're part of, this national consortium, is that, first of all, there's a policy working group that works at the national level to try and push some of these agendas at the federal level, and they're working very hard. And as Dr. Lester said, and Stevenson, that research is really the core. So unfortunately, you know, until the insurance companies, the research base just has to build big enough. And, you know, what's nice being the integrated medicine program at UC Health, what's nice about it is we are connected to core researchers. We have the capacity to do really high quality research, and we are doing it, as well as people around the country, and we'll eventually start to sort of move that elephant and kind of get the insurance companies to catch up. But research is absolutely critical. And actually what we do in any of our practices at UC Health is we're actually evaluating things as we go. We're kind of, our clinics function as sort of practice-based research clinics, it's called. And what that really means is we're just collecting data as we go forward to try and contribute to that research base to support.
Jenny, does that answer your question at all?
Well, I guess.
Nothing that helps you right now.
Sorry.
Well, maybe another aspect to that is it always super expensive? Is there any way that you can go and have it be less expensive?
So yeah, we've tried to be creative in how we've done that. So we offer acupuncture in a group setting. So it's $30 instead of $100. We offer, our nurse who does reflexology does a class that's $35 and teaches some of this stuff versus having $85 as a one-on-one. But, you know, this, it's hard. As UC Health, it's part of the care, but the struggle is that payment. But recognizing at least that massage is just as important as, say, the medicine that they're on, and there's a record of it. It's part of their plan of care. It's just then that struggle that there's a barrier for some people that people can, you know, not everyone can pay $85 for a massage. The other option is going to a massage school and checking out a school in town and getting a less expensive massage.
Jenny, I hope that helps a little.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. Our phone number is 513-419-7100 if you have any questions or comments. We go now to Dr. Will Sawyer. Your question, please. Dr. Sawyer is not there. We seem to have lost him, or he can't hear me. I'm not sure how that works. If maybe we can get him on a different line here in just a moment.
Oh,
Dr. Sawyer?
Yes, hello.
Yes, what's your question?
Hey, I have a question.
Somehow you just got put on hold there. Okay, let's try again. Dr. Sawyer?
Yes. Hello.
All right. Here we go. Go ahead. What's your question, please?
All right. Second time's a charm, right?
That's right.
Okay. So I'm a family doc in Sharonville. And my question for those, they've all mentioned that insurance does not pay for the services, is, are you there?
Yes. Go right ahead.
Oh, is there a subscription fee that they charge on a monthly basis or an annual basis for patients, or is it pay per visit? So they have continuity and engagement of the patient.
I'll answer just from my perspective first. For a visit with me, I bill insurance, and I just bill based on time spent counseling. I bill primary care codes. I'm a family physician. In terms of the we do not have a subscription. They pay as they go in terms of the different modalities. So if they choose acupuncture, they would pay for that visit.
Dr. Lester?
Yeah, we don't have a prescription or subscription service or membership annual fee or anything like that. People pay as they provide each service. So whether it's massage or acupuncture or chiropractic, it's per service.
Dr. Cotton?
Yeah, I would agree with what's been said.
Hope that answered your question, Dr. Sawyer.
I guess so. I'm just wondering if, you know, for continuity and the relationship that they're setting up with integrative medicine, I believe, which is valuable, maybe that'll also be of some assistance to some patients.
I mean, I think with at least with my end of things, with billing insurance, I do establish some of that continuity. Some patients may choose to just see me once and or maybe once a year, but I have several who, you know, they're specifically working on something, so they may come and see me, you know, every 6 weeks, every 8 weeks. And so there is that continuity, and then the primary care physician is pulled in as well.
And we definitely have that continuity too. I mean, in a year, we have about 20,000 patient visits. So that shows that maybe people are coming back, and it depends on what's going on to how frequent they come. But I think sometimes people see us more than they see their regular doctor, you know, once a year and just for kind of a checkup. So it just depends.
Thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it. One of the areas that you've talked about briefly is the idea of nutrition. And do you have dietitians that you work with? How does that come into play?
So we have we don't have a dietitian specifically per se in integrative medicine, but the Women's Health Center has a nutritionist that we work closely with. A lot of times, I do a lot of sort of counseling myself and take a big chunk of time depending on the patient's needs, counseling dietary changes and how to use food as medicine.
We also have a nutritionist. She's also actually a naturopathic physician. So she gets the same type of training that a medical physician would get, but they get a lot more herbal medicine, nutrition training, and she functions as our nutritionist. But all of our doctors are very invested in nutrition and know a lot about nutrition, and so we always talk about it on the first visit, but sometimes people just need more one-on-one help, and so we have that in our facility.
Dr. Cotton, what about exercise and those sorts of things? I know things like yoga, martial arts are also included in this at times.
Yeah, so, you know, you talked earlier about prevention. I think really integrative medicine is very much about optimizing wellness. And so when you think about wellness, it's both nutrition, it's exercise, it's spiritual health, it's social community health. It's really well-rounded. And so, you know, we may see somebody in clinic who's doing really well on kind of nutrition and maybe on their stress level, but their exercise is off, or they're kind of unbalanced. So it's really about looking at kind of all aspects of someone and engaging them where they are and helping them move forward in the next sphere, whether it be exercise, nutrition, stress management, whatever it is for them.
You all sort of talked briefly about spiritual help. What do you do there? Are you advising them to go to their own ministers, or what do you do?
I think it's just opening up the conversation, asking, you know, what their beliefs are, how important that is. Is that a place of support for them? Is that a place that they're struggling with? And, you know, if they voice, yes, that's an area of struggle, yes, I wish it was better, then we can talk about what the resources are. And yes, you know, using their rabbi or their pastor or their priest or, you know, someone else that they could connect with. But just talking about opening up the conversation.
Yeah, I agree. I think everybody's on their own journey and in their own different place. And so it's just meeting them where they are and being open that they know that they can talk to you about it in a non-judgmental way. So,
as we wrap up, for folks that are interested in this type of integrative medicine, is it hard to come by? Do many, many more physicians offer it now? I know you guys couldn't take everybody that wanted to come. So what do you suggest if someone's looking for someone that would offer them integrative medicine?
I would say that we're in a great place in Cincinnati. Again, we've had people in the community mm-hmm. doing this, people like the folks at the Alliance and other places that have done this for a long time. Now I just feel like it's starting to expand. So UC Health's program coming online, we just have many more practitioners and many more providers now. And we've got a city with lots of people with lots of conditions and wellness issues and, you know, places to move forward. So there are a lot more options now in our city, and there's places that are embedded within health systems. There's freestanding ones. And so I think patients have a lot more options now than they used to.
Thank you all for being here. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We've been talking about integrative medicine. My guests today were Dr. Tiffany Lester with the Alliance Institute for Integrative Medicine from the University of Cincinnati Center for Integrative Health and Wellness, Executive Director Dr. Sean Cotton, and Clinical Director Dr. Stephanie Stevenson. In a moment, we'll hear about the new play at the Ensemble Theater, Tribes, the story of a deaf son in a hearing family and how their interactions change over time. This is Cincinnati Edition. I'm Marianne Zalesnik.